This song, Ija Mia, means my daughter in Ladino, a language that dates back 500 years to the time when the Jews were expelled from Spain. These days, Ladino is a dying language, even among the Sephardic Jews who long spoke it, which is why singer Sara Aroesti decided to record an album of traditional Ladino music updated with rock, funk, and jazz. The singer, along with a scholar of Ladino culture, joined NPR's Renee Montaigne to talk about the language and the music.
Sara Aroesti named her CD A La Una, which means in the beginning. And that's the specialty of Mark Angel, who is the rabbi of Manhattan's Spanish-Portuguese synagogue and has studied the roots of Ladino. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
First, Rabbi Angel, how about a brief history of Ladino?
Ladino is a language that was spoken by the Jews when they were living in medieval Spain. And after they were expelled in 1492 from Spain, most of them went to Turkey, the Balkan countries, some to North Africa, the Middle East. And it evolved over the centuries as a internalized language among Jews only. It borrowed from Turkish. Later on, it borrowed from French, from Italian, from wherever the Jews who spoke Ladino lived.
Can I just ask you just a sentence in Ladino and maybe point out what's the Spanish and what's the extra words from other languages?
Well, what I could do is sing you a little portion of the blessing that we sing after meals in Ladino, and it'll give a good example of some of the variations between Ladino and modern Spanish. We sing, Ya comimos y bebimos y al Dios Santo Baruchu uvaruchemo bendicimos. Ladino, we refer to God as Dios rather than Dios, which is the Spanish, because Dios has a plural sound and we believe in one God. So it really became a language rooted in Spain, which evolved in its own distinctive style over the last 450, 500 years.
Sara, on this CD, you've added contemporary elements to traditional songs.
Yes.
Maybe what we should do is play one, a sample of one that most shows that.
Probably A La Una. It starts off in a very traditional way, using acoustic instruments, traditional instruments. The oud is like a lute or a guitar, and the darbuka is a Middle Eastern drum. Here we bring in some new influences. Our intention here was to combine the old and the new. I wanted to find a way where I could embrace my own history, and this music is just so beautiful, but also reach out to a new generation, reach out to my peers, for whom this history of Mediterranean Sephardic Jews is really lost today.
So, Rabbi Angel, what do you make of this?
I think it's fascinating, actually. It's a testimony to the fact that the culture is still alive. I heard these same songs from my grandparents growing up in Seattle. My grandparents came as immigrants from Turkey, and Ladino was the language of the house. And the songs that they sang, these were the only songs they knew. So, of course, I have a great nostalgia for these songs, and would I want to sing them in the traditional style? I do. When people think a culture is over and dead, they try to, quotation marks, preserve it, as though you preserve jam or preserve fish. It's already over. It's already done. But as long as people are creating still in the language and in the music and trying to develop it to a modern sphere, I think that's a plus for the language and plus for the culture.
And there's so much, I'd like to add that there's so much Ladino literature and poetry that has never been set to music. And there really is such a wealth out there of material to work with. And many people who come to our shows tell me how exciting it is to be sitting in the audience and how they're able to pick out several words that they know throughout a performance, whether you speak Italian or French or Portuguese or Turkish or Hebrew. In every song, there are some words that everyone will be able to understand.
Hanukkah begins at sundown tonight. Is there a Ladino song that you would sing at a Hanukkah gathering?
Sure. There's a very famous one called Ocho Candelicas. Hanukkah linda sta aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Hanukkah linda sta aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Oh, una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Sara Araesti, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's a children's song. It's really fun.
Rabbi Mark Angel,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sara Araesti sings on an album she co-produced, A La Una. Rabbi Mark Angel leads a congregation at the Spanish-Portuguese Synagogue in Manhattan. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and Melissa Gray and directed by Van Williamson, Christine Arrasmith, and Sarah Mobley-Smith. The technical director is Brian Jarbo, with audio engineers Stacey Abbott, Guy Knapper, Tom Carpenter, Dennis Nielsen, Mark Greenhouse, Kevin Langley, Kurt Turner, Gary Henderson, and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. The executive producer is Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.